Ksuvis Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. Mishaya Nasoi Shalosh Noshim, person who's married to three women, Vames, and he died. Ksuvasa Shalzo Mana, the first wife, we're going to call the first wife, because really the Ksuva, the Rav explains, was written at the same time for all of them. So the first wife had a Ksuva of a Mana, which is 100 Zuz. Vishalzo Masayim, the second wife, 200 Zuz. And the third wife, 300 Zuz. Vein Sham Elamana, and all he left over was 100. And the case, like we said, was where they all had the ksuvas written on the same day. Because if the ksuvas written one before the other, the person that had the ksuva written on the earliest date, they would collect first. But that's not the case. It's all equal. Cholkos b'shava. Here, everybody agrees that they divide equally. Hayah shal masayim. But what if he left over 200 zuz? Shal mana noitalas chamishim. So even though it's not chronologically, we're just going to call her woman number one. So the one that was owed a mana, she takes 50. Why does she take 50, first of all? Really, she should take 33, because she's dividing amongst three of them. So the Teretz is, the Gemara says, that we're dealing with where woman number two says, you know what, I like you, woman number one, and I'm not going to have any din with that first 100. I'm going to deal with the other woman number three. I don't like her as much. I'm going to divide everything with her, but I'm going to leave my fight with you, and you'll just take your chelik. So now, what happens is that woman number one is able to take 50. Now, another thing to point out here is that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan holds, and this is the way that Rabbi Nassan looks at when the women collect their ksuba, we look at each 100 zuz that the husband leaves over as its own unit, and each shibud is looked at as a separate shibud to each unit. So in other words, when we look at the woman, that woman number one that was owed 100, her din is only on the first 100. After that 100 is settled and she walks away with her 50 that the Mishnah says she gets, she's now done. That's it. She has nothing to do with the second 100 that the husband has left over. So therefore, woman number one takes 50. Shal masayim shal shloish meos. And the other two women, the one that was owed 200 and the one that was owed 300, shloisha shloisha shal zav. They each would get 3 dinarim of zav. A dinar of a zav is 25 dinarim, 25 zuz. So if they're each getting 3, that's 3 times 25, that's they each get 75 zuz. 75 silver zuz. We always talk about silver zuz. The 100 zuz we talk about is silver. Gold is more valuable, so 25 silver is 1 gold. So that's why they each get 3, which is 75. Why does it work out this way? When we focus on that first 100, we know woman number 1 took 50, she's gone. Now these two women, they split that extra 50 within that first 100, so they each would take 25. And now there's that second 100 that we're now donning, again, according to Rabbi Nassan, because you look at each 100 as its own separate unit. So now their shibud is only to that second unit. They now divide it 50-50. So now if you look at the end of the day, they each took 75. 25 from the first 100 and 50 from the second 100. Hayasham shleish meos. But what if he left over 300? So the Mishnah tells us, Shalmana Noitalis Chamishim, woman number one that was owed 100 for her ksuba, she takes 50. Now why is that? So the Gemara says that in this case, woman number three that was owed 300, in this case she went even further. She said, you know what, both of you, I'm leaving that first 100. I'm really good with it. You guys can just divide it amongst yourselves. So now when we focus now on woman number one that was owed 100, she takes 50. Vishal Masayim, and woman number two that was owed 200, again, it's not chronological. I don't mean woman number two. I just mean the way they're presented. She takes 100. Vishal Shloishmeos, and the one that was owed 300, Shisha Shalzov. She would take 6 gold, 6 times 25, which is 150 silver zuz. So let's just do the cheshbon with the second and the third woman. So the second woman, she divided with only the first woman, because the third one was Mochel Lagabi, the first 100. So the second woman takes 50 from the first 100. She's then dividing with woman number three. She's dividing the second 100. So she would take 50 from there too. So that's it though. Because she only had a shibud of 200. And we just looked at 200. We looked at the first one, which she divided with the other one, with woman number one. And the second 100, she divided with woman number three. So she's now done. She goes home. Now, what happens with that third 100? There's only one of these three women that have a shibud, and that's woman number three that was owed 300. So we look at that last 300, woman number three gets the whole thing. So now when we focus on woman number three, what did she end up taking? She took nothing from the first 100. She took 50 from the second 100, so that's 50 in her pocket. And then she took another 100 from the third 100, so now she walks away with 150. That's 6 dinarim of Zav. And the Rav says that this is only going according to Rabbi Nassan, like we said. But according to Rebbe doesn't look at every 100 as its own unit where you would focus on shibudim to each one. Rather, according to Rebbe, every woman that has a ksuva, it's on all of the money of the husband. And it's therefore, according to Rebbe Yudanasi, it's always divided equally. So if there's 300, even though one was owed 100, one was owed 200, one was owed 300, if there's 300 zuz, they each get 100. And the Mishnah ends, v'chein shloisha she'etilu lakis, if three people put money into a pot, pachaso o hasiru, if the value of the money goes down or the value of the money goes up, kachein cholkin, the same ratio of the money that they deposited, that's how they divide it. This is not, the Rava points out, a partnership, because really, it's just that each person's money went up and went down, because even if they didn't put money into a partnership, if the person would have taken his money and left it in his house, in his own piggy bank, his money would have went up and down in the same value. It didn't make a difference that he put it into a larger pot. It's just that when you look at this pot, every person's money went up and down. And we're only dealing with, therefore, the Rav explains, currency, when the currency went up and down. But what if it was a case where it wasn't the currency that went up, where people entered a partnership and they actually took the money, and not that the currency went up, but they purchased something with that currency. They bought something else. And the thing that they purchased went up or went down. That's a different story. That's profit or a loss. On that, the Rav says an interesting halach legabi partnerships. He says when it comes to a partnership, unless you stipulate in the partnership agreement that each person is going to get exactly the same as the ratio of the money that he put in, that he invested, if you don't stipulate that, then each person collects equally. So even if a person is a 75% shareholder, if you don't stipulate that that person gets 75% of the profit and 75% of the loss, he doesn't get 75%. He gets the equal amount of shares as the amount of partners that are in the partnership.